Sudanese journalists here say press freedoms have been deteriorating since the October coup led by Army General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan. The cases of threats, harassment, and intimidation of journalists have increased significantly during the past 6 months, which makes them worry about the future of journalism in Sudan. Shawgi Abdul Azim, editor-in-chief of the online investigative media outlet Istiqsa, says over the past 6 months, his reporters have documented dozens of attacks on media houses and journalists in Sudan, especially during mass protests against the military coup. Abdul Azim says he experienced a direct threat to his life in November last year. He says he was warned not to speak to any international media.
I was hosted live on Al Jazeera, and after leaving their office, 8 armed security men followed me on a pickup. They surrounded my car, picked me up, blindfolded me, and moved with me for more than 2 hours. They took me to the National Security Office, interrogated me, and made me write a statement not to criticize the military again.
In late December last year, Sudanese security forces stormed the offices of Al Arabiya, Al Hadaz, and Al Sharq TV channels and assaulted the staff, including reporters, destroyed broadcasting equipment, and fired tear gas inside the office. On the same day, security forces detained Al-Sharq correspondents Mahal Tilib and Sally Osman 4 hours before releasing them. Neither journalist was charged with an offense. Abdulazim says covering ongoing pro-democracy protests has become dangerous for journalists in Sudan.
Many newspapers, TV channels, or radio stations receive directives not to host or conduct interviews with some named individuals who are critics of the military leaders. There are intelligence officers who are assigned to monitor this operation.
In early January, authorities confiscated the broadcast license of Al Jazeera Live and closed their office in Al Khartoum. Aisha Assamani, an executive member of the Sudanese Media Network, has recorded more than 10 direct attacks on journalists and media houses since the October 25th military coup. Assamani says such attacks violate freedom of speech and hinder the democratic transformation and development of the country. Assamani says they are targeting freedom of speech with so much excessive force. Majority of our journalists are now fearing and their lives are in danger. She says most of them remain anonymous due to the dangers of the situation. Muhammad Abadi, who works at Al Sudani Arabic newspaper in Khartoum, says the country's deteriorating economy also impacts the media. He says he knows many journalists who left the profession and are looking for other ways to make a living due to the threats and intimidation they face on the job.
Most of them are not using social media platforms such as YouTube and other online platforms because they earn something better. I am afraid that in 1 or 2 years, many might abandon this profession altogether.
In February this year, Sudanese authorities arrested a group of journalists belonging to the BBC in Khartoum and held them at police station for investigation before releasing them after a few hours. Repeated calls to Brigadier General Al-Tahir Abu Haja, the press advisor in the office of military leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, for comment on this story went unanswered. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.